Welcome and blessed Sabbath to everyone, and for those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording much later in the future, blessed Sabbath, everyone. We have come to the beginning of our Children's Sabbath lesson, number 43, on September 28, 2013. We will begin with our opening song, taken from number 384, is called Safely Through Another Week.
Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in His course today. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feed thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast.
May the gospel
joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints, make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we have come to request our dear little ones and daddies and mommies for opening prayer. If any one of the little ones would like to open prayer, buckle up.
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for a wonderful day. I thank you for all that you give us. I thank you for all letting us have this beautiful Sabbath today. And thank you for letting Brother Joel and Miss Tiana come here and bless them, get safe on this train, and don't let no accidents and trains, get shared by trains, and it's a wonderful day. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I stand and agree with you, dear sister. May the Lord take them back safely. We have come to the beginning of our study, and the verse that we will begin our study is taken from Deuteronomy 7:6 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth." This week, boys and girls, we will continue our lesson in part two of our study in the chosen people. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verse, bubble up.
Chronicles 6:4-6. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God I of Israel, who have with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, Amen.
Amen. And verse 6:5.
verse 6, 5.
Since the day I brought
forth my people
out of the land
of Egypt,
I chose no city
among all the tribes
of Israel
to build a house
that my name
might be there.
Neither chose I
any man
should be a ruler
over my people.
Amen.
But I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people, Israel.
Amen. 2 Chronicles 6:4-6. Amen. And Deuteronomy 10:15 says, only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Amen.
Psalm 105:43-44. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the land to the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people.
Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, and a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Praise the Lord. So let's continue our book, Desire Avis, chapter 2, pages 28-30. If any one of the Bear families would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Vegas, page 28. By the Babylonish captivity, the Israelites were effectually cured of the worship of graven images. During the centuries that followed, they suffered from the oppression of heathen foes until their conviction became fixed that their prosperity depended upon their obedience to the law of God. But with too many of the people, obedience was not prompted by love. The motive was selfishness. They rendered outward service to God as the means of attaining to national greatness. They did not become the light of the world.
Desire of Ages, page 28. But shut themselves away from the world and others in order to escape temptations to idolatry and the instruction given through Moses, God had placed restrictions upon their association with idolatry. But this teaching had been misinterpreted. It was intended to prevent them from conforming to the practices of the heathen, but it was used to build up a wall of separation between Israel and all other nations. the Jews look upon Jerusalem as their heaven, and they were actually jealous lest the Lord should show mercy to the Gentiles. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 28.5. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 29. At the return from Babylon, much attention was given to religious instruction. All over the country, synagogues were erected where the law was expounded by the priests and scribes, and schools were established which together with the arts and sciences professed to teach the principles of righteousness, but these agencies became corrupted. During the captivity, many of the people had received heathen ideas and customs, and these were brought into their religious service. In many things, they conformed to the practices of idolaters. Desire of Ages, page 29, paragraph 1. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, what did the prosperity of the Israelite depended on? And how did the agencies of the established schools and synagogues became corrupted? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is it depended upon their obedience to the law of God, and corruption came in while in captivity. Many of the people had received heathen ideas and customs, and these were brought into their religious service. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful memory verse song together, dear one.
Desire of Ages, page 29, as they depart from God, the Jews in a great degree lost sight of the teaching of the ritual service. That service had been instituted by Christ himself. In every part, it was a symbol of him, and it had been full of vitality and spiritual beauty. But the Jews lost the spiritual life from their ceremonies and clung to the dead forms. They trusted into the sacrifices and ordinances themselves instead of resting upon him to whom they pointed. In order to supply the place of that which they had lost, the priests and rabbis multiplied requirements of their own, and the more rigid they grew, the less of the love of God was manifested. They measured their holiness by the multitude of their ceremonies, while their hearts were filled with pride and hypocrisy.
With all their minute and burdensome injunctions, it was an impossibility to keep the law. Those who desired to serve God and who tried to observe the rabbinical precepts toiled under a heavy burden. They could find no rest from the accusings of a troubled conscience. Thus, Satan worked to discourage the people, to lower their conception of the character of God, and to bring the faith of Israel into contempt. He hoped to establish the claim put forth when he rebelled in heaven, that the requirements of God were unjust and could not be obeyed. Even Israel, he declared, did not keep the law.
Desire of Ages, page 29. While the Jews desired the advent of the Messiah, they had no true conception of his mission. They did not seek redemption from sin, but deliverance from the Romans.
They looked
for the Messiah
to come
as a conqueror
to break the oppressor,
power,
and exalt,
and exalt
Israel
to universal
dominion.
Thus the way was prepared
for them. To reject the Savior. Amen. So they looked for the Messiah to come as a conqueror to break the oppressor's power and exalt Israel to universal dominion. Thus, the way was prepared for them to reject the Savior. Desire of Ages, page 29, paragraph 4.
Amen. Before I ask the question, dear ones, do you notice why it's so important to understand the scriptures or even prophecy? When we have a misunderstanding of scripture and prophecy, we can reject the very truth of the present or that time. Because all of the rabbis and the teachers were instructing the people completely different from what it was written. So while Christ was there, they didn't know who he was. So just remember in today's message of the third angel's message, we have to learn and be able to place in our hearts the truth for this time so like that we don't repeat the same thing that happened to the Jews in the past. We must search the scripture and see what it says so we can be able not to miss Jesus. Okay, little one? So we're going to continue with the next question. Boys and girls, who instituted the ritual service? And what did it contain and teach about Christ in symbol? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Christ himself in every part, it was a symbol of him. And it had been full of virility and spiritual beauty, which the Jews lost its spiritual life from their centuries and clung to the dead form.
Amen. Great job, Keon. The next family that would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 30. At the time of the birth of Christ, the nation was chafing under the rule of her foreign masters and wrecked with internal strife. The Jews had been permitted to maintain the form of a separate government, but nothing could disguise the fact that they were under the Roman yoke, or reconcile them to the restriction of their power. The Romans claimed the right of appointing and removing the high priest, and the office was often secured by fraud, bribery, and even murder.
Thus the priesthood became more and more corrupt, yet the priest still possessed great power, and they employed it for selfish and mercenary mercenary end. The people were subjected to their merciless demand and were also heavily taxed by the Romans. This state of affairs caused the widespread discontent. Popular outbreaks were frequent. Greed and violent distrust and spiritually apathy were eaten out the very heart of the nation.
Desire of ages, page dirty. Hatred of the Romans and national and spiritual pride led the Jews still to adhere rigorously to dear from forms of worship. The priest tried to maintain a reputation for sanctity by from attention by to the ceremonies of religion.
The people in their darkness and oppression, and the rulers thirsting for power, longed for the coming of one who would vanquish their enemies and restore the kingdom to Israel. Amen. Next slide.
Desire of age 30. They had studied the prophecies both as spiritual insight, thus they overlooked those scriptures that point to the humiliation of Christ's first advent, and were supplied both as speak of the glory of his second coming. Pride obscured their vision. They interpreted prophecy in accordance with their selfish desires.
Praise the Lord. The boys and girls, what right did the Romans claim to have over the Jewish priesthood? And what did the Romans use to remove their high priest from their employment? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, your little one.
The answer is the right of appointing and removing the high priest and the office was often curbed by fraud, bribery, and even murder. Thus, the priesthood became more and more corrupt. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear ones.
Lord, little ones, we have come to the end of our study, but remember, you have all the ability to ask your mommy and daddy all the questions that you have just studied. These are very important because it lets us remember what is going on right now in the world. Things that happened in the past is repeating again. The same thing that was done in the past will be done in the future. So I hope and pray that you will be blessed by this study, as I was myself. You will begin a new chapter entitled The Fullness of Time, part one. If anyone would like to have closing prayer, little ones, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this blessing seven that we had. Thank you for this wonderful chat room that we had. Bless everybody that's on the chat room. Bless everybody. Who are sick, bless them. Do not be sick. And let everybody have a blessed Sabbath day. And let everybody feel better. Who are sick. And thank you for wonderful day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, chapter 3, The Fullness of Time, part 1, and that will be held on October 5th, 2013. For those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording later, we have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school study. We have prepared some activities for the children, and we hope and pray that they will be blessed and enjoy it as well. Remember, little one, ask your mommy and your daddy all the questions that you may, because it is truly a blessing to know that you have been a chosen generation. God bless everyone, and may you all have a blessed Sabbath.